This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with the family of detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gersovich. He's charged with espionage in Russia. The call came one day after the Biden administration formally determined that the reporter has been wrongfully detained. The designation elevates Gerskovich's case for the U.S. government and means that a particular State Department office will take the lead on seeking his release. A leaked document suggests U.S. spies caught Russian intelligence officers boasting that they had convinced the oil-rich United Arab Emirates, quote, to work together against U.S. and U.K. intelligence agencies, end quote. The purported document was posted online as part of a major U.S. intelligence breach. The allegation comes at a time of growing U.S. concerns about companies in the UAE helping Russia thwart international sanctions imposed over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Britain on Wednesday sanctioned individuals and companies with financial links to two Russian oligarchs. Ukraine is seeking medical and war recovery assistance from India. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has that story.
Kyiv has asked Delhi to supply medicines and medical equipment and help it rebuild war-damaged infrastructure. The request being conveyed by the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Ukraine's most senior official to visit India since Russia's invasion began over a year ago, who also handed a letter by President Volodymyr Zelensky to India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The leaders have spoken over the phone in the past year, but India's refrained from condemning Russia's invasion and has abstained several times from voting on UN resolutions against Moscow. I'm Charles De La Desma.
For more on these and any stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has warned that a deepening security alliance between the United States and the Philippines should not harm its security and territorial interests and interfere in long-simmering territorial disputes in the South China Sea. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
When asked to comment on the combat exercises between American and Filipino forces that started Tuesday in the Philippines, the Chinese embassy in Manila on Wednesday issued a statement by Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin, who said that such drills should not target any third party and should be conducive to regional peace and stability. Wang did not say how China would respond if it concludes that the U.S.-Philippine security cooperation was hurting Beijing's core interest. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The United States, Panama, and Colombia will launch a 60-day campaign aimed at halting illegal migration through the treacherous Darien Gap, where the flow of migrants has multiplied this year. Details on how the governments will try to curb the flow of migrants have not been revealed. Body camera video released by police shows the chaotic moments when police arrived at the scene of Monday's mass shooting at a bank in the U.S. state of Kentucky. Here's Donna Water from AP.
Donna Water. The audio is from Officer Corey Galloway's body cam. He was grazed by a bullet just minutes after arriving at the scene. His partner, rookie officer Nicholas Wilt, was shot in the head and critically injured.
I think I got him down. I think he's down. Yank the left off now! Yank him down the stairs!
Galloway fired toward the gunman 3 minutes after arriving. The shooter, 25-year-old bank employee Connor Sturgeon, was killed, but not before killing five fellow employees with an AR-15 assault-style rifle.
The most senior Chinese government official to visit Australia in 6 years has arrived for talks in Sydney. VOA's Phil Mercer with more.
Ma's visit coincides with Australia agreeing to suspend its appeal to the World Trade Organization against China's punitive tariffs on Australian barley, which Beijing has agreed to review. Officials in Canberra have said they were confident that China would reverse the tariffs during the three-month assessment. China is by far Australia's biggest trading partner. China's demand for natural resources, most notably iron ore, has underpinned Australia's recent prosperity. Analysts say a meeting between Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Chinese President Xi Jinping last November was a catalyst for better relations. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Diane Roberts, VOA News.